Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to take our poll question. Every week we ask a different question. We want to know what you think. It's right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Robert J. Fisher is our guest. Bob is the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager. We're talking about gobbledygook, Wall Street gobbledygook. And Bob, when we went to the break, you were telling us about price to sales ratio. And see, I'm telling you, I'm kind of trying to act like my audience here. When you say price to sales ratio, that sounds like gobbledygook. So that's my point, is even when you're trying to simplify things, you still have technical terms that you have to deal with. Do you consider price to sales ratio a simple, basic piece of gobbledygook that a basic investor should learn, that you can do that without having to have hire a financial manager?
Oh, absolutely. When I talk about gobbledygook, what I'm talking about is you turn on the TV and there's some talking head there and he says, blah, 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 the stock market's going up, blah, 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 the stock market's going down.
Right.
That's gobbledygook. You get they got a whole bunch of different people saying different things. It's confusing, and the person doesn't know how to make sense out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Every business owner knows how to make sense out of numbers. And when we reduce decision-making to numbers,
right,
then we take it out of the gobbledygook area, and we say, okay, I can evaluate these numbers, and using this decision-making method, these stocks fit my rules, and these stocks
mm-hmm.
don't.
All right. So price to sales ratio is one, and what's a good example of price to sales ratio? What do you think is a good number to have?
Well, what I think it's really important to do is to use a low number relative to other stocks in the industry.
Ah.
If you buy stocks that have low price sales ratios, you are buying the stocks that are doing the most business in that industry.
Right.
Which sort of takes me to the second rule, which is second naked strategy to use, is to always make your portfolio equally weighted by sector. So there are 10 sectors in the S&P 500,
right,
and you should put 10% of your portfolio in each sector.
So you got transport, you got energy, you got retail. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Utilities, tech, I guess. What are some of the others?
Well, you have healthcare. You have consumer staples. You have
right.
consumer durables, materials.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying own the best of breed in all those categories?
Well, what I'm saying is own the cheapest stock relative, based on price to sales ratio.
In each one of those.
Yeah. Well, uh-huh. basically, stay away from stocks under $15 a share because
under $15.
They tend to be very risky. Yeah.
Why is that? Stay away
from those.
Why is that?
Well, what happens is those tend to be stocks that are in a whole lot of trouble. And you can have when a stock's at $2 a share, there's normally a reason.
But you know what?
So,
you know what? In the last 2 years, a lot of money's been made. I mean, I'm talking fortunes have been made by people who bought stocks that had gotten down to that level.
Well, you're right.
And then rebounded.
You're right. That's true. What I want to do is I want to give people a set of guardrails. And say, look, here's what we're going to do. You know, we're going to stay inside these guardrails, and we're going to keep our portfolio going in the right direction without taking extra risk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens when you buy a dollar stock. You're taking a tremendous amount of risk. It may pay off.
Yeah.
But you know, if you're talking about investing your retirement money, what you want to do is make 8 or 10% a year and not take a tremendous amount of risk with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's next?
Well, the third rule is when you're doing your quarterly rebalancing, is to rebalance your portfolio between stocks and bonds.
Hmm.
And incidentally, I lay this all out in an ebook that they can get, that everybody can get for free. It's called Let's Get Naked, Why Individual Investors Should Shed the Clothes of Wall Street Experts.
And is this available on your website?
This is available at www.changethis.com.
Changethis.com. Will it be easy to find there?
They just need to put naked in the window. When they get there, there's a little window there, and just type the word naked in there, or Bob Fisher.
Right.
Don't put Bob Fisher naked, but you know, one or the other. And I'll come up, and they can download that ebook.
All right. So check it out. Thanks for that. Make that for free. All right. So balancing stocks and bonds. A lot of people, you know, a lot of regular investors have bought stocks, but not probably a lot fewer have bought bonds. Would you agree with that?
It tends to be the wealthier people that tend to buy individual bonds. But right now, the really neat thing is there's a very, very inexpensive way to buy bonds by buying what are called exchange-traded funds.
Right.
And
ETFs.
ETFs.
Right.
And it's a very, very cheap, inexpensive way to do that. You know, if you have a relatively small portfolio and you're rebalancing it, you can easily rebalance. When you have an ETF that's at $50 a share or $75 a share, as opposed to buying bonds
right.
that sell in 5,000.
Somebody's increments. So this sounds like a mutual fund. Are ETFs the new mutual funds?
I think ETFs are an improved form of mutual fund because they
have. Tell you what, Bob, hold on to that thought. Can we talk about ETFs in the next segment? Because I think that is something that would be worth spending a little time on. Can we do that? Hold on to that thought, Bob. Bob Fisher's, I guess, folks. The book is called The Naked Portfolio Manager, wherever books are sold. Quick break, 10 till. We're going to talk about ETFs after these messages.
It took me by surprise. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.